The union representing some MIQ workers wants them to get more than thanks for keeping the country safe. They'd like a pay rise too. As you heard, two security guards working at the Grand Millennium Isolation Hotel have caught COVID in the latest outbreak, and that follows on from a cleaner at the same facility and others who have been exposed to the virus in their employment. Today, the Prime Minister again thanked workers for their efforts on the front line, but not all 32 of the MIQ facilities are paying the living wage. The National Secretary for the Unite Union is John Crocker, and he joins us now. John, who's paying what?
Good question. The Ministry actually won't tell us who isn't paying the living wage. They've cited commercial sensitivity. So they've given us the numbers. 27 of their facilities are paying at or near the living wage. The last five are not. We think that'll be pretty close to the minimum wage.
So can you explain in a bit more detail why they won't tell you which five facilities are not paying the living wage?
Well, that's difficult because they're not giving me a lot of information about why they're not telling me. They've basically cited commercial sensitivity, so these people are under contract to the government, and the terms of those contracts are sensitive, I guess, confidential, so they won't identify the five who have chosen not to pay their staff the living wage.
Could you not work it out from a process of elimination and talking to the workers?
Almost. Look, we don't represent 32 facilities. Out of the facilities where we have workers, we represent all but one paying the living wage, so we know who that is. The other four are from non-unionised work sites, so we can't conclusively determine who the other four are.
Okay, so what do you make of the fact that there are, well, five facilities who are not prepared to pay the living wage?
We think it's pretty disappointing at this stage. The contracts have come up again. April was the cutoff, so we know that they're on the next round. And this is, well, it's disappointing on a number of levels. Firstly, if 27 facilities can, then these five can, really. They're just choosing not to. Secondly, this is government policy that contracted government workers will be on the living wage. They've had the opportunity to fix this. We've been making noise for months in the media, in meetings with the ministry, saying you guys need to do this, and it's pretty disappointing that that they're not on the living wage, these last five standouts. And we really question, if they can't manage to pay the living wage, should they have these contracts? Should they be entrusted to keep us safe if they can't find a way to pay their staff the living wage?
So what are you suggesting, John? Ditch the hotels from the government contracts that don't pay up to the mark and get new ones?
Well, what I've been insisting for a while is that the government needed to insist in those contracts that came up in April that they pay the living wage. They needed to make it conditional. If it was honestly a funding error, then the government could just put a few more dollars in so that these workers can, you know, live with dignity. I think they need to re-examine these contracts. I think they need to go back in, and if they've concluded a contract, say, look, we'll give you a few extra bucks, just pay your workers a living wage. They've had the opportunity to insist. I think they now need to go back in and step up. If there are other facilities out there that are able to do this job and they want those contracts, then perhaps they should. But I'm concerned about the workers that are out there right now.
You know that the counter argument will be that this, well, whole COVID thing is costing billions of dollars. What they charge for MIQ from people returning doesn't actually cover the full cost, and that would just be another financial burden, adding an extra top up on that.
Yes, but, you know, the government has borrowed billions and billions of dollars to fund this. We're all okay in general with the principles, and we're talking about a small amount of money for a lot of workers, and they're keeping us safe. And look, what we saw from last year, we saw who's actually essential. You know, during lockdown, the level four, we found out who actually keeps society going, and all of those people should all be on the living wage. This is an ethical principle, plus it's government policy.
So what do you think when the Prime Minister says thanks, as she has done a few times? She said thanks again today. It's genuine, isn't it?
It is genuine, and it's nice. It's nice to hear these workers do appreciate the thanks they receive and the support from the community, but they also face stigma from their community. They take a lot of steps in their own life to keep their friends and family safer. And, you know, it's tough out there. They might have had their hours reduced. A lot of these workers went through restructures. They might have partners who've lost their jobs. Rents are still going up. You know, saying thanks is appreciated, but it doesn't pay the rent.
Do any of them get paid extra allowances, for want of a better phrase? Are they getting danger or risk money for the work that they're doing?
Well, we have a problem with danger and risk money because we believe that under the health and safety framework, every worker should be kept as safe as possible. The way that some of these pay increases have been framed from a contractual point of view is that it is an allowance while the facility is under contract to the government to provide MIQ services.
So you would have a problem with that from the point of view that it would go once, presumably, people are vaccinated and they don't regard COVID as the risk that it currently is?
Well, yes, we will have a problem with that. The workers won't appreciate having their pay cut, but we understand why the raise is in there now, and we appreciate that it is in there now. We don't want this tied to risk, but we do want to see everybody getting a living wage in this situation.
Appreciate your time this evening. That's the National Secretary for the Unite Union, John Crocker.